there was probably some discussion that you heard, ma'am, but I resent the fact that you're saying that there's money being passed back and forth. That I think is...
I have no idea.
By implication, that's stretching something that maybe was third-party conversation back there that we're not part of, and stretching it to this group, I think...
No, not this.
Okay, I'm closing the citizen comment period. And we're going to go on to hearings. There are none. First item of business is an update from the Cory Monitor Committee regarding the Aldermanic representatives related to item G3. The Common Council meeting with further actions as may be needed as a result of the Council's direction is to include all items from March 19th Council Action Sheet, which is attached in our packet. There are two motions on the back of this. These are directly related to the motions that were drafted by the city clerk. And so on the first motion, was to approve an amendment to the Cory Monitoring Professional Service Agreement for 2019 to include the addition of a new survey of both north and south boundary along 51st Street, and the east and west boundary along West Drexel Avenue, and that the surveying funds come from the general fund, or as appropriate, at a cost not to exceed $6,000. So the $6,000 was approved by the council as part of that motion, and that will take care of the additional surveying. There was some discussion about having a new survey or going out to bid on the survey, but for this year, it would be easier for us to just include that survey as part of the existing contract, and next year consider an outside source separate from the contract, but we felt we wanted to have some surveying done this year. And this second part was, and to direct engineering to determine the survey point of reference to be the center line of 51st Street. That was changed by the council, and I sent a note to the clerk saying that the council had determined at the mayor's suggestion that we just go with the center line as it exists today, and it would be surveyed off from the section line, and that would be the existing from this point forward. So that motion passed unanimously. On the second motion, it was moved to have staff address the existing complaint regarding the setback as it relates to the field of loose material beyond the blasting area. So the blasting wall was present in the survey. There was loose material and gravel. There was a comment made from the quarry members at the previous meeting that that was... erosion, yes. That it was erosion. A lot of the council members didn't believe that 6 feet of erosion could have occurred, and so they were okay with moving forward with staff basically sending a letter. But the motion was made by me. It was kind of made on the spot. The other motions were in the council packet, so there was some direction, and we were kind of in a influx of what to do, and I'm trying to make the motion up on the spot. And I didn't go back to listen to the tape yet. Did you have a chance? So I don't know when I read this off how accurate this is, and there was probably a lot of ands and starts and stops to my motion as I was trying to formulate it in my head to cover everything. So it's moved to have staff address the existing complaint regarding the setback as it relates to the field of loose material beyond the blasting area, and the survey needs to address the blasting areas, and that a letter be sent to Payne and Dolan notifying them of the city's concerns and the request to fund an additional survey. Basically, the letter is supposed to sort of state, well, we have concerns. We believe that you may be over into the setback. We are incurring survey costs that actually would benefit you as well as determining where these blast areas are. And we are putting out this extra funding out of our general fund, and there's going to be some kind of an ask on if they would kick in to support that. And the StanTech, for the survey and the StanTech contract for this year, and to address any fine language, which meant if there's a, like a cost for any violations, to address that within the letter. And that was seconded by Alderman Barber, and the motion carried unanimously. I don't, there was no time on that letter, so I don't know which staff member or who's going to do that or when it's going to go out, but that's something we need to keep up on. The next motion was made to direct the city attorney to provide an opinion on the ability of the city to revisit the PDD 23 and 24 standards pertaining to the blasting levels allowed by the two PDDs with a date to return back to the council no later than the last meeting in June of this year. And that was seconded by Alderman Barber, and it was passed unanimously. So the second meeting in June would be a pretty important meeting when the city attorney, his deadline is to come back with that determination and looking at those blast limits. Studio.
Mike Rosnowski contacted me. He would like to know from the committee priorities or distances or length for the measurements along 51st and Marisol, because he believes that they can do that with the amount of money that was set, but he doesn't know if that would cover the whole distance of 51st for Boston and Drexel, and from Drexel 51st to the river. So he wants some kind of identification of priorities, where to start, and how far to stretch that money as far as to go, matching that up with regular priority for you.
Do the committee members, would you agree that we should have the blasting areas surveyed again and then maybe find out from Painted Oil which areas they plan to blast this year so those boundaries are set? Would that be? Provide us a map that is very similar to the one that's on the website. It has a few more lines, and so we can help make a decision on where we would like the area measured from. So it looks like it wouldn't have to be the entire length of Drexel Avenue because they aren't going to be crossing the Root River. So I would think that it would just be, I don't know how many feet that's, 500 feet.
I live on 61st in Drexel, which is obviously inside of the river. But there are people on my block between 60th and 61st that are concerned about this as well. So I'm not sure if we cut it off arbitrarily anywhere other than the river itself. But maybe you could go as far as 60th, which is a residence street, but it's not that much further to the river. So I would say that in order to, we couldn't cut back any further on that than the river because of that people are being affected by it in very close proximity to the river.
Well, I'm trying to measure this out, and I get from this bottom line down here, Alderman Barber, right from this one right here, from that line. We started at the bottom red line on the right-hand side and go over 1,000 feet. That puts us to right about to the black line that says 850 feet. And then if you go over another 1,000 feet, that takes you to the middle of the water basin there. So that is 2,000 feet. And then the next section is about 2,300 feet maximum from that red the bottom red line or
look at where that pond line is, and it is a red line, the closest coming down.
North-south
line. If you draw that line straight on down, that is where the residents are, or the people that are being affected by it.
So what's this one?
The blue line is 61st, or 60th.
So we went from 60th over
okay.
to the...
If you go beyond 60th, though, that's still residential in there. And people are being affected by that. No, but I'm saying probably the only thing that makes sense would be the blue line at the very least, and maybe you could extend that a block beyond that. I'm just talking about people that some of you know, people that live on that street, and they're not here tonight, but they've been affected by it, and would like to be sure that there's also within their pocket of where they live.
Well, where they're going to blast doesn't really have anything to do with where the roads are located. Where they're going to blast is where they can actually blast. So looking at this map, and I want to make sure I'm in the microphone, they cannot blast beyond this point. So to start the measurement at the blue line wouldn't make so much sense. To start the measurement here and go here. But the blasting measurements are only to measure how far they can blast from the quarry wall to the center line of the road. So they can't blast a quarry wall over here. So it would be pretty much the bottom red line. This corner.
Perhaps when Clint gets back from his spring vacation, we can ask him which parts of the quarry basin have been mined out and which ones are eligible for further blasting. Because looking at this, I see a couple of shelves would be between 58th and 56th or 55th. A couple of those are there, and then I thought they were going to blast farther north on 51st on that east wall. And it'd be interesting to find out which parts of the quarry are actually don't hold any value.
Right, that's what I said, to ask them where they're going to be blasting.
It doesn't have to be exact, but just, you know, a general sense of it.
So are we in agreement that it's the bottom red line closest to the body of water? We would go from corner to corner? Okay. Now on the 55th Street or 51st Street side, on the east side, that gets a little more complicated. There is where we would have some, you know, it would be helpful to have some info from quarry and what areas they would blast or not blast.
Yeah, Dr. Quarry had done a survey of the PDD 23 on the east side, that they have one already.
Survey of the quarry wall?
A survey of the quarry wall.
Yes.
In 17. That's why we want to update it now. We want to know what's happened since 17. Area B, as Kristen or Alderman Willem said, Area B was determined to be within the limits in 17, but A was not. We didn't know about A. So that's why I want to have the whole thing done over again.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the pictures of the wall erosion or collapse or whatever it was. They had stakes in it trying to measure it.
One of the things I would ask as the weather gets better, if the quarry would be willing to take us down as a group in inside the quarry to show us their walls, to show us their limits.
It always helps.
But I would just like to say that that would be an opportunity to take them up on that offer and go in and really just look at what they're saying. Because I hear a lot of things. I've seen some things by myself. I've seen where the walls are. I've seen that they're straight walls. And I see where they pointed out to me at different points where they're no longer going to blast. So maybe in conjunction with that, to take that tour and actually understand what's going on down inside the pit there.
Well, let's put that on the agenda for another item.
Mr. Dio, would you add that discussion about a tour for the next agenda item instead of trying to discuss it? So, we are talking about determining the survey side on the 51st Street section. Commissioner Shore, did you have anything on that? We also had a citizen comment about having one of the members be present when the survey, and I would also be very interested in doing that. So I think you should take a note to other than Spanheck. As I explained earlier when I was discussing the motion, because we already have this contract in place, and the easiest way would be just to add it to this year's contract if we wanted to get surveying done this year. Otherwise, it would, it'd be a whole process of going, putting a bid together, getting a bid back, all continue on. This way, we can just expand the contract and make that change. Oh, Barbara.
I agree with Chairwoman, when we were doing this discussion, I also raised the issue, and I think you were there to know that I raised the issue of a third person coming in and doing this for us that is not directly related. And within that motion, I believe it was set up that because of the who's been involved with it this year and possibly some kind of fund issue, possibly not, we would go with Stantec, but in the future we were looking at a third person, so it wasn't set up to be a third person at this point. But the next one, we want to have that option to have a third person come in with that.
When would we do it again?
Maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now.
I would think that when the contract comes up again for monitoring, at that time a recommendation can be sent to the council that we would like a well, it usually comes up at the end of the year, and then by January, we're usually working on it. So January of next year.
Well, I just